In our yeshivas, we are starting to learn Maseches Shabbos. The proper way to learn the Maseches Shabbos is to learn it alibe de hilchase, not only pilpulim, and especially with the Alter Rebbe's Shulchan Aruch. This is the way that the Alter Rebbe explains is the proper way to learn Gemara for Bochum in Yeshiva and for Yungelite. As the Alter Rebbe explains in Hilchas Talmud Torah, that it says, Ligmer v'hoder lisber. First, one should learn, and then he should learn more b'iyun kushyas u'pirukim. I'll just quote what he says there, that lisber svoris be'emek iyun taime ha'loches u'lohovin dovor mitech dovor u'ledamis dovor ledovor lehakshis u'letarets עד שיגיע וירד לעמק הלוכה, שזה אין ללעסס בתחילס לימודי, אלא לאחר שיגמר ללמד כל ההלוכס פסוקס בטעמיהם, בדרך קצורה בלי עיון רב ופלפול להקשס ולתארץ. קושס ופירוצים ופלפולים is a later stage, but when you start learning like Bochum in Yeshiva, learn Masechta, they have to learn Ligmer only to learn the basics with the timing, with the poskim, but without so much kushyas u'pirukim and pulpulim. That's not only what the Alter Rebbe writes in Hilchas Talmud Torah. This is also the way he was teaching his sons to learn. As the Mittal Rebbe is writing in his Hakdome to the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, so he's writing, Mitzveh olay lehoidiya lechol haneorim hapnuyim asmuchim al Shulchan Aviyem v'cheisnom, the bochrim or the Yungelite that still get learning Kelel or Kest, שיסנגו בסדר בלימודם בכפי שקיבלתי מעדיני אובי מריזל, והרגילני בנעוריי, he taught me how I should learn, and that's the way I tell you how you should learn. לתכלס ידיעס דיני ההלוכס בתעמיהן, למי שיש לו שעס הקשר, not about עסק just a shiv bocher or a kelering man, לעסק בעיון בגמורה ורישיינים עד פסקי ההלוכס של אחרינים סדר לימודי כך הוא ללמיד המסכס עם התספס אשר לדינה. When you learn גמורה, there are תספס that is pilpul. Skip it. Learn mainly those תספס that are explaining the Gemara lahalocha lemaisa. Teisves asher ledine. Vehoikiru beashri, the Rosh is explaining the Gemara mainly what is negei lemaisa. Velachzer al piski hadine mayitzi meharosh bifnim, and then you learn Turim b'Yosef, and then Shulchan Aruch and Ramo, and finally you learn the Alter Rebbe's Shulchan Aruch. With the Maram Mekemes, as he writes, Yarzir al Pnim Beis Vegivul Pom Ad Shiyeh Boki V'Shogur B'Fiv Mekeir Meitzo Kol Tam Din V'Alocha Apsuka Bei Al Pi Amar Mekemes in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch V'Gam Asher that he is explaining in the Kuntres Achen what he takes out the Halochas from the Taz and Mogen Avraham. So that's the way the Mittal Rebbe wrote to Talmidim and Kelel and Yungelite that they should learn. That's mainly for Ligmar v'Hoder Lisbon, for junge Leute that just starting or Bochum that are just starting the Masechta. But even those that already learned the Masechta and they are learning now more Be'iyun. So the Rebbe Nishmoy Seiden writes that the main limud should be Halacha L'maise and not only to learn Pulim of the Meforshim. And the reason why he explains in several places in the Hemshech Samach Vov. I'll quote only one of them that he is writing. Yesh be'iyun sichli al beizei fanim. When you learn a sugi in Gemara, you could learn it in two ways. Im me'ayin rak leida es a sichli levad. To learn the svores and the pulpulim and the svore lekan and a svore lekan. Oy shenegeli beikir a psak din na yeitze mize. Shoz, when he is learning the suge with the intention to come to a psak aloche, ha iyun va yegir beyeser leida es a sichli la mitose beyeser. Birdei sheyeh psak din amiti, validei ze daf kibor lamiti ha-kavone. When you learn a pilpul, you could say a svora aher, a svora ahin, but you don't really get the real pshat of the Gemara. When you learn the Gemara, you know that you're trying to get the maskone of the Gemara and the poskim, till aloha lamaise, it obligates you to understand correct the sugya, not only svores lekan or lekan. And when the Rebbe Nishmoy Seiden opened the yeshiva Timchat Mimim, he wrote the Kuntras Eitzachayim to explain the Bochim how he expects them to daven and to learn chassidus. And in the end, he has a few paragraphs to explain them how he expects them to learn Gemara. And he is explaining there, Ve'atem bonim yikorim, bi'arti lochem bichlolos eifen alimud hanirtze, ubozeo nuchafeitzem belimudchem kolchad v'chart lefum shiur adilei, ve'o'ikir hu leida kol dover al mekeimer la'amitei, ve'yuburim etzlam kol aprotim v'chol achilukim, וכן בליבוד הפוסקים גם כן לידע כל דובר היטב וכל פרוטי החילוק הדינים לפי דעס הפוסקים והכלי יבור אצלום אבל היזוהר הוא מעיד בנפשי סייכן מהלימוד שאין נרצה ואל תסחברו עם כאלה אשר תכלס לימודם ותכלס עיונם הוא לחדש חידושים ולבנס בניונים אשר ממילא חידושים על פי הרבעים שוב ושקר. The real way to learn is, as he explained in the Hemshech Samach Vov, when you learn and you're trying to understand the real pshat in the Gemara, as the poskim come from it, to Halacha L'maise, Halibah D'Hilchase, then you really understand the Gemara. The real way, not only Svora L'kan U'L'kan, as he says, that most of it is not correct anyways. And this is the way the Rebbe also explains in Likutei Sichas, where he brings down from the Hemshech Samach Vov the mile of Limud al Liba de Hilchase. So the Rebbe is writing in Likutei Sichas, Chelek Chofalef Amed 114, Lernen die Kaninien und wissen dich beschas Meise, als von dem Schakel Vetarie muss er rüskommen an Heroe und psag dir le Meise, is men sich mai miken dem mit a yegi yesere und darf ke demolt is men eimed al amitas adovo re'ei baruch ha-behem shastar frisha marvov. When you know that you have to find, get to the bottom of the line of the halacha lemaise, when you start learning the sugi, you are already seeking to understand the correct, the sugi the correct way. Not only to say a svora on a chidush. And this is the way they actually learned in Timchat Mimim. How Reb Nochem, one of the great Talmidim of Timchat Mimim, of the great Rabbonim in Chabad in Eretz HaKedesh, Reb Nochem Shmaryo Sasonkin, writes in his memoirs in Zichrin Esai. So he says, Bilbavich Lomdu bi'iyun rav, v'chodru heitev besugye shalomdu. Why? Kede lehetzi mitech asugye haloche bruro. Kiveshalim udo yobeikori lasuke shmaitza libedilkase. Hirchikum eides apilpuli mayaseirim sheinum negim lemaise. Veshotlu vetoru rak lebiru rasuke la mitoso derech alimudoyo merishenim shabrishenim adachin shabachenim. And he writes drashe teisves, then you learn riefen and ran and rosh, and then turum bisyosef, until the alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch. Halt Shulchanor Shul Rabbein Azokim Hoyoner L'Ragli Lindi Halocha Beir Chaim Veir Deir. Not only then you know Halocha L'Maisa Vilches Shabbos, but then the beginning of the learning of the Sugya is different, because you're not looking for just a Svorela and a Chidush. You're looking for the real Pshat in the Gemara that will come Halocha L'Maisa. This is in all the Masechtas that you learn in Yeshiva, including the three Boves. You could learn it always with Cheshem Mishpot, and eventually it will help you for the Yonas. But mainly it will help you to learn the Sugya correct and deeper, more Yeseides Dik. And the same thing is Gittin and Kedushin in Evan Ezer. You could learn it together with Shulchan Aruch. So when you start learning the Sugya, you're trying to understand correct the Sugya and the Halacha L'Maaseh. But mainly it is in Erech Chaim, the two Masechtas of Shabbos and Pesachim. Because there you learn it not only Halacha L'Maaseh, but you learn it with the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch. When you see the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, it's not only when you see where, how it comes in, the Halacha L'Maaseh and the Psak. The Alter Rebbe explains every Halacha in a way that he explains the Mishnah and the Gemara and the Poskim in a more clear way. It helps you to understand the Gemara, not only to know the Halacha L'Maaseh. Since we're studying Shabbos, I'll just say one simple, not a complicated Halacha that the Alter Rebbe explains right in the beginning, on the first line of the Mishnah, of the first Mishnah of Shabbos, and will give you just a picture how it helps you to understand better the Gemara, the Mishnah, and the Gemara and Teisves and Rosh. This short example I will give, and with that I'll finish it up. Which means that the Mishnah says in the first line, Posha to'oni es yodei lifnim v'nostan l'tech yodei shel balabais, ei shenotan mitecho v'heitzi, ha'oni chayev balabais poter. The oni did everything. He took the chayfetz and he put it into the yard of the balabais, or he took from the yard of balabais and took out. He did the whole melocha. It's two cases. Either it put in, either it took out. In both of them, ha'oni potur, says the Gemara. Usually potur means potur of loser. Here it's potur mutar, because the balabais didn't do anything. Ask Teisves, what do you mean the balabais didn't do anything? But he has a chiyuv of livnei iver l'sita mirshel. You're giving it to him, so you're causing him to do an avera. So it's also not Tere. Says Tesis, maybe it's in a case that Doni could take himself without me too. So I'm not Lifnei Iver L'Sita and Mirshe, because he could do it without me. But still, there is a Isra of Messiah Yedevra Avera Midrabonon. So he says there is two ways. If he couldn't take himself, it's also Midiraisa. And if he could take himself, but you are helping him, it's also midrabbanan mitzad mesayeya. So why does the Gemara say potur muter? explains the Rosh, it's Potter Mutter Mitzad Shabbos, but Mitzad Lifnei Iver and Mitzad Misayeya, it's also run away. That's what the Rosh and the Tesis and the Rosh explained. And the same thing is brought down in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch. Let's see how the Alter Rebbe explains it. So the Alter Rebbe says in Shimem Zayin, Avol ze shenita lachofitz achayfetz mimenu potru mutru mishum isur Shabbos sharei liyosur klum avol osur minateiro שמשום שמחשיל לסחבי רוי ונשן ליציאה מרשוס לרשוס ועבר או לפני עבר לסית למחשיל מן התאיר ואם החופץ היה מונח בעניין שאף אם לי היה גרם לי היה יוכל ליטל בעצמי אין עבר לפני עבר אבל מדבר סופרים אסור ליתן להפעיל האונחי מפני שמסייע על די רעב העבירה סמפל. He didn't add anything to the Gemara and the Rosh and the Tesfas. He just said what he's saying. But it's very interesting. The Mishnah had two cases. One that the Oni is taking from the Balabais. One is he's putting into the Balabais. In both of them, the Balabais didn't do anything and he's Potter or Mutter. The Alter Rebbe just explain the first one that he is taking from the Balabais. What's about putting into the Balabais? That the Alter Rebbe leaves in two seifim later, he reminds himself, now I'll explain you that second half. Kshaposhat yodei lirshus shniyo vechefetz biyodei v'iniach biyad chaveiro yomitshem הוא חייב שאוסו הקירה והנוחה וחביר פה תרומותו משום איזו שבס ואוסו משום מדיבר סופר אפילו בקאמס משום סמיין בסייל דרעי ורבירה. It's the same thing. So why did he divide in the Mishnah? We have one line and he divides it to two seifim. But when we take a look, we see something interesting. In the second case, he says, Mishum de Shem Sayeya Leivra Avera. What happened to the Lifnei Iver? In the first case, he said, Lifnei Iver, Minatero. If he could do him, take himself, then at least he had Midrabonon. In the second case, he divided these two half lines in two Seifim, and in the second, he says, only Mibne Shem Sayeya. Why? Very simple. Because when I put it into his hand, you can't say I can't do it without him. If he wouldn't be there, I'll just leave it on the floor. So it's not he could do it without him. So he divides, takes one line in the Mishnah and he divides it to two seifim. In one seif he says Lifneiver or Mesayeya if he could do it himself. In the second case, he says, only Mr. Mitzad Mesayeya. It's such a simple detail. We're not saying na chedushim, but he not only says the halacha, he explains it in a way you should understand what Mishnah says, what the Gemara says, and what the Tesfas and Rosh say, and in what case it is. Then Tesis goes into a goy, maybe it speaks about a goy, and the Rosh adds, and he says he's chelek on Tesis, and then Alter Rebbe explains it, and he says that he's explaining it in Siman Shin Chof Hei, and there is a lot of details. We're not going to go into that. I'm not trying to give yet a shiur. I'm just saying that when you learn the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, it's not only that, as he explains in Tofri Samarvov, that you start the sugya halacha lemaise, and till the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, it helped you to learn more devoted, to understand correct, and not so only say svorelach. The Alter Rebbe explains in a way to explain easier to clearer understand the Mishnah and the Gemara and the Tesfas and the Rosh. In order to get the Bochum easier to learn Lechatchile Alibe de Hilchase and with the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch. So we are working now on writing a Biur on the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch. A Biur, not Pilpulim, we're not here for Pilpulim, just on every line of the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, there is a quotation of the Mishneh and the Gemore and Teisves and Rosh, what everyone is ending until we come to the last detail, as the Alter Rebbe explains. He takes it out either from the Mishneh, either from the Gemore, Teisves and Rosh, until the Magen Avraham and Taz. So there is always a quotation on every line to understand exactly where he took it from. So when you learn the Gemore and you learn the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch and you're missing some details, it will right away give you the whole picture, starting from the Mishneh and ending with the Magen Avraham and as the Alter Rebbe paskens. So that helps you to learn the Gemore Alibe de Hilchase with the whole path, till you get the Loch Lemaise in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch. When we are learning, and if there is in a few places the same halacha, or there is any stira, so it will always have a quotation of the other place where there is an divretere anim b'mokim echad v'shirim b'mokim acher, or if it needs explanation to make it easier to understand, it will explain that, but without pilpulim, that's not the purpose of this biur. We are studying now Shabbos. Till Daf Tes, Amud Beis, everything is about the Reshuyas and Akire and Anoche and everything that has to do with Itzor. All these halachas that are in Gemore from Beis Amud Aleph till Tes Amud Beis, everything is in the three simonim of Shin Mem Hei, Shin Mem Vov, Shin Mem Zayin. So for that cause, we made a reprint of this Trisimonim with this biur, that in every detail, when you learn in Gemara, you'll be able to see right away where it's in Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, and over there in the bottom, you'll have from the Mishneh until the Magen Avraham, everyone that adds some details, till you come to the Psak of the Alter Rebbe. We've published a lot of these kuntres to give it out to all the Bochum in Bis Medrash of Chabad around the world. We left a certain amount in Israel for the yeshivas in Eretz Israel, and we brought here a certain amount for the yeshivas around the world. Starting with you, everyone will be able to get a copy of this kuntres. And it's enough if one wants to take two or three to give out to his chaverim in the yeshiva. You could take it. They'll give it out soon. And let's hope that this year the Seder HaLimud will be like the Rabbein want us to learn the sugya in the correct way, Alibe de Hilchase, that helps to understand the sugya more deep and more basic and more correct. Thank you.